You tell the history of the deity? Om Akyanan Chimiranasya Sananjaman Shalakaya Tatshura Minitanji. I was talking with His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. After one of the first meetings, or second meeting. And he was telling me how he came to India. Actually, we came both at the same time. And more or less, we were going to exactly the same places. Exactly the same route through Europe. We stopped at the same places. Crete, small insignificant island. Here and there. And in India, traveling around. And apparently, he said we were in Hrishikesh at the same time.
Same place.
He said, but you wouldn't have seen me because I stood up very early in the morning, walk up the Ganga, a very lonely place, and sit on a rock in the Ganga. And when it was evening, I would come back to the same ashram we were staying. let me catch ashram. Which is behind you. But apparently he said we were at exactly the same time. And no, it says the Shastra that the only way of perfection is to follow in the path of the Mahajanas. So I was simply stepping everywhere Radhanath Maharaj had stepped. I was following in his footsteps. But as you said, there's a. Although the primeval potency is one, she is manifest as the supreme internal energy of Yogamaya and the external energy of Mahamaya. In the form of the internal potency, namely Srimati Radharani, she dragged Raghunath Maharaj to the bank of the Jamuna, her Jamuna. And her sister, she kicked me up in the cold Himalayas amongst the Mayavadis. So I wasn't suitable enough to go to Vrindavan, but I could go to the other place. Then I had to get the mercy of Jagannath. Yeah, Yogamaya actually. It was Subhadra Devi.
Tell the story.
What?
Right when you went to Puri. When you went to Puri and saw Subhadra Devi.
So anyway, by Radhanath's mercy, eventually we all met Prabhupada. And he's assembled us all here together today. And he's revealing so many places of the Dham. So here in Srimantadweep, and this place where we are staying now was the home of Jagadish Ganguly. And he was at the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, he lived just at the end of this mango grove here. There's a little puku, and it's called Ganguly Puku. That is where actually he was staying. And the actual original temple was there. But he was one of the devotees of Namadeep Dham, who every year after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas to go to Jagannath Puri to see Jagannath, and Lord Chaitanya was there. So it was a double festival for all the residents of Navadvipa. They would walk to Puri. So as he became older, Jagadish Ganguly, he became blind. And his friend said, it's too difficult to take you anymore to Puri, because they were walking in those days. And they would take the shortcut, because it was a very long walk. They would walk through the forest and through different fields. And they said, because you're blind, it'll mean someone's going to hold your hand all the way. It's just too difficult for us to take you. So Jagadish concluded that, what use is living? I used to go every year and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannathji. Now my life is useless. I won't be able to see. I can't go. So tomorrow morning when I take my bath in Ganga, I will commit suicide in the Ganga. Life is not worth living anymore. So he resolved in his mind that this will be his last day. But that night Jagannath appeared to him in a dream and he said that, why do you want to commit suicide? He said, because you want to see, you can't go to Puri to see me. He said, but actually you should understand that this very place where you are living now is none different than Jagannath Puri. In fact, this place is the source of Jagannath Puri. This Puri is actually the source of Jagannath Puri. Because this place is none different than Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the original abode. Everything emanates from Vrindavan. So even Puri expands from Vrindavan, Navadvip. So he said, I am here all the time. Sometimes I'm manifest and sometimes I'm unmanifest, but you should understand without doubting that this is my eternal abode. So he said, tomorrow when you take your bath in Ganga, he said, a piece of wood will be floating down, it'll touch your body. And so you take that wood, because that is me. That is Guru Brahman. And you have my form made at this village. And this particular carpenter, you ask him to make my form, and you can worship me here. So he was very happy. And he woke up in the morning, he thought, was it a dream, or did Jagannath really mean it? Maybe he was just being merciful to me and give me a nice dream. Anyway, he was taking his bath, and the lump of wood floated down and touched his body. Jagannath Swami ki. And he grabbed that log. He hugged that log. And he took him to the bank and he made all the arrangements to take him to the village where Lord Jagannath had asked him to take him. And they found the carpenter and they requested, you please make this form of Lord Jagannath. But the carpenter was a leper. And he said, I cannot make the form of the Lord. He said, my hands are very unclean. There is blood and everything like that. It's very improper for me to make the deity form. I cannot do it. And he flatly refused. So then they said, well, we'll take him to another carpenter. So they took him to another carpenter. And he agreed to make the deity. But he was making, but every time he hit the chisel, his hammer wouldn't break. So he'd get a new hammer and hit it, and the chisel would break. So he'd get a new chisel and hit it, and the hammer would break. And he said, Jagannath doesn't want me to make this form. He wants his devotee to make it. So they went back to the leper devotee, and they said, listen, you claim to be a devotee of Jagannath, a servant of Jagannath, that means you have to follow his orders. And he has ordered you to do it. So if you're actually his servant, you have to follow his order. So he said, you have defeated me. I have to do it. Your Lord has ordered. So then he began to make the form of Jagannath with great difficulty because of his condition. Finally it was finished. And when it was finished, his leprosy also finished on his body. And also at that time, Jagadish Ganguly's eyes, they came open. And he could actually see his worshipful Lord, Jagannath, before him. Jagannath Swami ki.
Jai!
So he was established here. And shortly after that, again, Lord Jagannath appeared. And he says, nearby here is one very big nim tree. You take that nim tree and you make my brother Balaram, my sister Subhadra, to put them by my side. And you can worship us all here. So Jagadish began his eternal service to serve this Lord Jagannath, Balaram Subhadra. And he spent his life very, very happily. And finally he wound up his pastime here and went to the abode of Lord Jagannath. And his family was entrusted to continue the worship. But they weren't so devoted like Jagadish Ganguly. And after some time, the worship gradually reduced, and then they would only worship once in a day, then later once a week, and then now and again. And Jagannath, he spoke to Pujari that I was very satisfied when Jagadish Ganguly was here. It's not the same as it was before. And he said also, he said one of his, because he was coming from an aristocratic Brahmana family, he said that one of the female members of his family has become polluted. And I'm very disappointed. So, you should ask actually everybody to leave this place. Because there's an epidemic will come here. So you ask everybody to leave. So Pujari woke up and he informed all the local village people that what Jagannath had said. So everybody left. No, there's going to be an epidemic. But the family, they didn't take it very seriously. So they said, no, we'll stay. But there was an epidemic and the whole of the family was wiped out. And then according to the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Navadvipa Mahatmya, then the Ganga constantly comes, moving like a snake through Navadvipa. She's constantly changing her courses and she's constantly flooding and washing all the pastime places away and hiding all these places by Lord Chaitanya's desire. And so nobody was living here for many hundreds of years, 400 years actually. Ganga was performing her pastime. Then after some time she went back to a more steady course. And again people came to live here. And one Brahmin named Pratik Chatterjee, he came and he lived here also on this side. He was not actually a devotee, he was a Shakta. But he was worshipping Shalagram and he was a devoted Brahmin. And he actually knew the deities were here and they were very broken down, dilapidated condition, the temple, and he actually knew they were here and there was a little bit of puja was going on. And he did something here with his family. Then in 1978, during the Gopurnima Prakram festival, all the devotees were here, international devotees, and they were hearing the glories of Srimantadvipa. And he was very much inspired to see so many devotees from Western countries. And he was getting old also, and he had no son. So he asked, actually, Jaitadakamaraj was here at the time. He He asked him that, I see you are very enthusiastic devotees of Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath. Would you like to take over the favor of Lord Jagannath here? And he actually gave that time the savior of Lord Jagannath to the devotees of ISKCON. And since that time we built a very nice temple there at the moment. I'm sorry for that. Construction is going, we're expanding the temple. And not mandir and everything. And putting marble on the inside. Otherwise, now the deities are. That was their original home when we first came here. That was their original home where they are now. And actually they were leaning against, they couldn't even stand up straight. They say there was a termite all over the deities. Termite hill. And they had eaten the base of the deity. But actually the Jagannath and Balaram Subhadra were untouched, but the base that they were sitting on there was all eaten by the termites. So anyway, we restored everything nicely. And then later on we built a very beautiful temple for them. And now they are sitting there, enjoying the peaceful atmosphere of Srimanta Dvipa and eating Chapana Bhog every day. So they've been there a long time, 500 years, and he's like the grandfather. Sometimes the grandfather, he does very odd things. And so like that, Jagannath is sometimes does some very strange things. And Pankajangi Prabhu will tell you some of his antics of Lord Jagannath. Here at Srimanta Dvipa. Jagannath Swami ki.
Well, if it'd be second hand if I tell it. Better if Jagannath tells you directly from his mouth. But I'll give you a synopsis. At the time that Jagannath was following in Radhanath Maharaj's footsteps, he also pulled me along. So we were travelling around, and one day he got off and said, I'm getting off the train. He said, where are you going? And Puri. Anyway, we was going to a certain place, but he got off in Puri. And he hasn't been fully with it. By that time he was in, the Rath Yatra was going on. We didn't know about it, we were karmis. And he was standing in front of a cart and just looking at the deity. It was Lady Subhadra, Yoga Maya. Then he said, I don't know how long I was standing in there for, but it seemed, I suddenly woke up and it seemed like an eternity I'd been standing there. But I became very self-conscious because I thought everyone was looking at me. But it was like a timeless experience that he went into. He can fill in the details of trying to make the story connect. How Yoga Maya, he got his darshan of Yoga Maya before he was a devotee. This way he came and influenced me. Then he actually was in India before we first came together. and I was waiting for him somewhere else, and he didn't come. He went to the Far East. I went to the other two. We was going to meet in Africa, North Africa, for the World Love-In in 1969, I think. World Love-In. In Marrakesh, in Morocco. But he didn't come, he went on to India from Greece. And then when he came back, he was a transformed person. But I won't tell you that story. But then he said, we're going to India. Introduction. We have to follow in the footsteps, you see. Then I should also have my 6 degrees. Another time we will elaborate. So, here in this very wonderful gardens where Lord Chaitanya used to wander and come and take rest after the ecstatic kirtans, they would come and sit, lay down in these places. Especially that place which we may see today, Vishram Stan. And Lord Jagannath wanders around this place. The local people will tell you that sometimes on a evening they hear ching, 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 ching. But they don't see anybody. But they hear that sound and they smell very sweet smells coming from the area of the temple. That was the people that live in the next closest house. So they would say that was Lord Jagannath used to go out for walks. They could hear his nupa, his ankle bells chinking. Especially on Saturday night. They thought that was a Western concept, didn't they? But why not? This is his garden. He'll come round and take his walk, and those fortunate souls may be able to see or hear. And one devotee used to guard the orchard like this. On the other side, there's an orchard like this, mango orchard and jackfruit. And he was sitting up the tree at night time, and he saw one man coming in the distance, dead of night. He passed by underneath, didn't say anything. Gentleman, nicely dressed, nice cloth, long hair, nice perfume, smell, oil, hair. He walked to the Jagannath temple. Then he had a kirtan start. Then it grew. Not an ordinary kirtan, it's a huge kirtan, maha kirtan. Lights were there, ladies were all alighting, and middle of the night, it's in the moon. Then it went away, and you know, he never investigated, but his idea was that the devas were coming to worship Lord Jagannath. That was his impression. And also Jagannath, a few times actually appeared to this. He's a local person. He sells wood for a living. And one time he didn't come for the guard duty for 2 or 3 days. Then he came back, the day he came back, the night he was doing duty, and he was leaning against the temple and kind of dozing. Then the Jagannath came into the dream, began to chastise him. Why are you not protecting us? This is a very lonely place. So many dacoits around. You are our servant and you're not coming. What is going on? Don't do it again. Frightened him like anything. Another time also, somebody gave him some prasadam and he was very tired. and he left it there in front of him, and then he fell asleep. Then he woke up, the pot was gone, it was somewhere else, and a distance away, empty. So he understood that one dog had come and eaten it, everything. Then at night, Balaram came and chastised him again. Actually, gave him some punishment. I told him, don't disrespect this Prasadam. You're here, you're out. And he gave him some instructions, 10 instructions. Which he wouldn't tell us, some of them. He said some were personal, but others were, he said that you should always protect this place, make sure not everyone, everyone follows these principles. There's no illicit activities going on here. For yourself, of course, you must follow this. So a few instructions he actually gave him. And another devotee here just died last year. He actually first started the worship in a big, about 60 or so years ago, and he was, because the deities were here, but nobody was worshiping them. From time to time the worship would go down, and this time the temple was completely more or less covered with jungle. Nobody was going there. And one time they heard some voices, "Please feed us, we're hungry. Please feed us." A lot of people went there and they found that the temple was there, because nobody ever went there at all. It was all covered with jungle. So like that, this time, the same thing about 60 years ago, then this person, Jaimini Ghosh, he told us the story personally, that he was going past the temple, he was going to Navadvip, and early evening, then a tree fell in front of him, a bamboo tree. So he became very paranoid. He thought it was some work of some ghost Buddha. And he said, "I know if I stepped over that tree, he would have captured me." Said, you know, bamboo trees don't do that. They don't just crash us down like that. And so he became very paranoid, very fearful. And he almost became unconscious. But then he heard a voice saying, "After some time, it's okay. You can go. It's okay now. There's no danger." So he was very suspicious that his unembodied voice came. So he asked, "Why did you do that to me?" The voice said, "I didn't do it. I saved you. I'm your friend." So he said, "If you're my friend, why didn't you help me get to Navadvip?" He said, "Then I felt myself being lifted, more or less taken down the road to the Ghat, across the river." He said, "No boat. I found myself outside my uncle's house." 3 days later, that voice came again to him and said, "And Rigo, this is the Jagannath. Huh? So I've been here, I've been sitting here, no worship for a long time, and I desire again to be worship, my worship to begin, and I want you to do it." He's 14 years old, the boy at that time. So he began to worship Jagannath with great happiness, and he told all the local people. He told his mother, father that he got this apparition, and they were very happy also. But they only one day a week he could go. He cleaned the place up. He said that time there was in a termite's nest also. He said, but as while he was worshiping the first time, he says, gradually they rose out of that. They gradually came out from that. Yes. Then finally he cleaned the whole temple up and built some kind of fence for protection. And he was just living off of, he was collecting from the local villagers that he could do, but initially they were enthusiastic and they helped him, but after a while then no one was giving much more money. So he went to ask, petition Lord Jagannath, that trouble, we have no more, have no Lakshmi, how am I going to worship you? How am I going to feed you? Because his worshiping very simple. Jagannath said, just offer me some fruit and patosha, this sweet, sugar sweet. Mm. So that is sufficient.
Mm.
Yeah. Patosha, a little flat, half round, sugar sweet. Patosha. And Ganga water. So he said, Baba, we have no more funds. Nobody wants to give anymore. I don't know what to do. You please help. Come to the rescue. Then at night, a big storm, and two huge branches, boughs of the tree, the big tree that fell down in front of the temple. He said, so I sold those as firewood. He said, so for 3 months I had money to worship it. Then after 3 months, again he went back, and I thought, Prabhu, we're in the same position again, you. you're a very resourceful person, and you know. Please help out that we can continue your worship. He said, then every day, from then on, every day I went to the temple, there was some Lakshmi, just enough for the day's worship on the altar. And he also told another remarkable story. One day he was sleeping outside the temple, and he woke up and he found himself in Puri. And then he woke up again and he realized it wasn't a dream. He was in Puri. So, and it was Rathyatra time, so he was very happy. The festival was going on. But then after 2 days, then he said, well, what about my mum and dad? They're going to be complete anxiety about me. They don't know where I am. Because they had no money to get back. So he went to the temple and he saw the pandas there. And he asked them, he told them the story. He said, how can I have to get back to Bengal? I don't have any money. He said, well, how did you get here? He said, well, I don't know. Jagannath's amazing. They said, well, there he is. He brought you here. You asked him to take you back. So he went to pray. He prayed to Lord Jagannath to please arrange some situation. And then when he woke up in the morning, he was back again. Jagannath Swami ki. They left his body last year, that devotee.